Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
March 15, 1806. 20 shots, 4 elk. Yesterday, a party was sent out to track down the large herd of elk that Collins had found the previous day. The captains heard more than 20 rifle shots and assumed there would be a big kill. Captain Lewis writes that Labiche found the elk, but killed only 4.
This morning at 11 o'clock, the hunters arrived having killed 4 elk only. Labiche, it seems, was the only hunter who fell in with the elk, and, having by some accident lost the foresight of his gun, shot a great number of times, but killed only the number mentioned. As the elk were scattered, we sent 2 parties for them. They returned in the evening with 4 skins and the flesh of 3 elk, that one of them having become putrid from the liver and pluck, having been carelessly left in the animal all night. We were visited this afternoon by Delosh Shelwilt, a Chinook chief, his wife, and 6 women of his nation, which the old Bod, his wife, had brought for market. This was the same party that had communicated the venereal to so many of our party in November last, and of which they have finally recovered. I therefore gave the men a particular charge with respect to them, which they promised me to observe. Later this evening, we were also visited by Cattell, a Clatsop man, and his family. He brought a canoe and sea otter skins for sale, neither of which we purchased this evening. The Clatsops, who had brought a canoe for sale last evening, left us early this morning. Bratton still sick. There is a 3rd species of brant in the neighborhood of this place, which is about the size and much the form of the pied brant. Captain Meriwether Lewis, March 15, 1806.
The pluck of the elk refers to internal organs, such as the heart, lungs, and liver. These must be removed immediately, or the meat will spoil. The names of the 2 chiefs who visited today, Delosh Shelwell and Cattell, are Chinook in terms meaning unknown. The 3rd species of brant mentioned is the white-fronted goose. Both Lewis and Clark drew a sketch of the goose in their respective journals. Tomorrow, no deal.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.